You know the problem with us today in the church? We don't know the Word. We don't read it. We don't know what it says. We have no idea. We have gone to church and listened to somebody talk about the Bible or read one verse or two verses and then preach 20 or 30 minutes around one or two verses. And when we left church, we didn't know any more about God's Word than we did when we came in there. Is that right, young lady? That's true, isn't it? It sure is. And so we don't understand what the Word of God really says. And so when people say, you know, God, He's loving. Have you ever heard that in church? God is love. He would never judge me. God would never make me sick. He would not punish me for going out and sleeping with somebody I'm not married with. He would never do that. I mean, these liars are just saying, you don't have to be married. You know, just move in with whoever you want to. I mean, if two guys want to move in together and do anything they want to, two girls want to move in together, or a guy and a girl that just want to move in, want to try each other for a few days or a few weeks, and maybe have four or five kids, and then just go split their own way, that's okay. What does God call those guys? Liars. They're preaching doctrines of demons. And what they're doing this so that you will break God's rules so He can... the enemy can keep you sick and afflicted and tormented. And are we filling up hospitals all over the place? I don't care where you go to, downtown Dallas, downtown Fort Worth, downtown Houston, Minneapolis, St. Paul. You go to New York City, I don't care where you go, they're building bigger hospitals and more of them. They're all over the place. And as soon as they get them built, they're full. And of course, doctors, bless their heart. You know, some of them are good Christian doctors. But you know, they're really, I realize that most doctors are there, you know, to help you. They want to do good, most doctors. But you know, they've been led down the wrong path by so many people because we come in and we're sick and the doctor does the best he can to get you healed. Maybe you do surgery on you or whatever, and then maybe while he's doing the surgery, something goes wrong, and you've come out there worse than you were when you went in, and then naturally, of course, you want to file a lawsuit on him. And you know, there's nobody telling you. The reason you were in a hospital in the first place was because of your sin. Nobody wants to take, hey, I'm responsible. Have y'all noticed that? We don't want to say, I'm responsible. I sinned, so I'm in here. People say, no, 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 this could never be. God's a God of love. Is He a God of love? Oh, yeah, He is a God of love. Do you love your children? If you have children or your grandchildren, do you love those little critters? Yes, but just because you love them, does that mean you never discipline them? I mean, if you don't, God says if you don't discipline, you don't love them. See, and that's another problem we have today. That's why so many people are sick, because we are never trained and taught in God's Word that we're supposed to obey God. And you can ask the average Christian in church, just quote me your favorite 100 verses, and they'd all fall out. You know, most preachers would fall over. Before you get out that door, you're going to have to quote me 100 verses, or you can't leave today. And some of y'all are going to be here a while, you know it? Y'all know where I'm coming from? Well, I didn't tell y'all before you came, but I'm going to require you to quote 50 before you leave today. So y'all better start doing some serious study today. No, I am going to require you to be able to quote at least one. Can you do that? Okay. Well, as long as you can quote one, I won't be too hard on you today. I remember one time whenever I was a Southern Baptist and I was going to different camps and things with guys, and we were walking up the stairs, and I had never taught a Sunday school class or nothing. I'm trying to learn how to do these things at these little camps. And as we're going up the stairs, the leader of the camp walked up to me, and he says, Thurman, it's your turn. When we get to the top of the stairs, there's about 30 men. He said, when we get there, it's your turn, and I want you to teach 15 minutes on this subject. I like to die. I mean, I have never taught a Sunday school in my life, And I'm going to have, I got from the time I, at the bottom was there to the top to think about this and pray about this. You talk about agony. I was in agony. Well, today that wouldn't be a problem. That wouldn't be a problem at all, but it was then, you know, so I can understand. But the things that we need to learn about God right off the bat, that He is a God of love. And we all know He is a God of love, but we need to also learn that He is a God of judgment. You know, He will judge His people. And, you know, most of you, if I were to ask you a question, if you've never been here or hadn't heard none of my teachings, I said, do you believe God will make you sick? You know what the average church member will tell me? No, God would never make me sick. Well, do you believe God would kill you then if He wouldn't make you sick? Do you believe He'd just kill you? No. Well, what if I told you that He will do all those things? Then maybe I ought to have the Word to prove what I'm saying, huh? So let's just really start this out tough. Let's just start out with Deuteronomy 32:39, and let's see what He says under the Old Covenant. I want you just to see, this God, He is a God of love. But you, when you learn what God will do, y'all come on in. Just come on in, find you a place, no problem. When you learn who God is and what He will do, the fear of God kind of rises up in you. Now, I want you to see in Deuteronomy 32:39 what the king said he would do. See now that I, even I, am He, and there is no God with me. I what? Is that what you read on the screen? Now, maybe that's not true. Maybe we're reading that out of a foreign Bible. You reckon that's really what the Bible says? Oh, I mean, if God kills, that means if we do something wrong, and like in the New Testament, He said, if you commit the sin unto death, that's in the New Covenant. You know, a lot of people have never heard of the sin unto death. They didn't even know there was such a thing. And we're dying all over the place and wondering, why? What happened? But God says there, see, now that I, even I, am He, and there is no God with me, I kill and I make alive. Now, which one of those do you want Him to do to you? I want Him to make me alive, don't you? Until He's through with me, and I want that at a very old age, right? I mean, I want to be healthy and strong till I'm at a very old age and I've fulfilled my days with Him and I'm still preaching the Word, kicking out devils. And He said, son, that's the last one. It's time for you to come home and get your rewards. And you're saying, and all of a sudden you're walking and you take a step and you say, wow, what happened? Wow, I'm walking on streets of gold. Lord, I'm in heaven. Isn't that the way it's going to be? Is that the way you want it to be? Yeah, I don't want to be dying, laying in a hospital with cancer or something for 10 years, you know, pain and agony with bed sores on me and all that stuff. I've seen people that before I learned these principles, even people in my own family, I remember one aunt that her and her husband, they didn't serve God. They didn't put God first, her or him, either one. And I saw her laying in a hospital bed for the last 10 years of her life. Couldn't move, had arthritis so bad that her hands were so spread out that her feet, her hands looked like a duck's foot, and it was all spread out and twisted over backwards. And I used to look at that and think, oh God, I don't understand what makes her like that. I had no idea that it was sin. And then, of course, her husband, my dad's brother, he absolutely would not acknowledge Jesus as Lord and Savior. I remember one time I went down to his house. I said, Lord, Uncle Lloyd, he does not know you. I said, Lord, I've got to be able to talk to him about you. So I went down to his house, stopped there, and I was in agony as I went in because I knew so little about God's Word. But I had to tell my uncle about Jesus. I went in there and I told him about Jesus and how much Jesus loved him and what He had done for him, just like I've done with many a person now about healing. And he said, oh, Thurman, he said, that stuff's for you. I don't need that stuff. I said, yes, you do, Uncle Lloyd. You need Jesus. Nah, he said, I don't need it. I'm okay. Well, let me tell you, it wasn't long after I did that, he got sick. He was about 80, but he got sick. And his sister and her husband took him to the VA hospital because he was an ex-vet. They took him to the hospital, and the doctors couldn't find anything wrong with him. But he was in agony and pain. He was dying. God was killing him. He'd given him 80 years, and he'd turned him down. He had sent me. And then on the way home from the hospital that night, he's in the back seat of the car. He said, "Sis!" He said, "What, Lord?" He said, "Look at them ugly things. What are those ugly things in the car with us?" She said, "Lord, there's nothing in the car with us." He said, "Yes, there is. Look at them beasts. Look at them terrible things. They're coming to get me." And he died. When I go and tell somebody about Jesus and they turn down Jesus, that's the worst thing that they can ever do. When I go and sit down and tell you that Jesus not only loved you enough to save you, but he loved you enough to heal you. And some people make fun of me there. But if I don't get them healed, if they do believe in Jesus as the healer, the Savior, at least when they laugh at me for healing, when they die, at least they get to go to heaven. They may not get a single reward when they get there, but at least they will be in heaven. Like I've said many a time, I'd rather be a buck private in heaven than a general in hell any day. Hadn't you? But we don't have to go to either one of those places. We can accept Jesus as Lord and Savior. We can believe His Word and believe He is who He is, and He'll do exactly what He said, and we can get our healing, and we can walk in divine health. Is that what we want to do? Amen. I just think, I can tell you for sure, that every time Jesus makes a walk through hell, I can just see my uncle saying, "Lord, yeah, you sent Thurman to tell me, but I didn't believe it. But if you'll just give me one more opportunity, I will believe you." Real easy to believe when you've been in hell a little while, isn't it? But he won't ever get that opportunity. He'll be there forever. There's a lot of people getting healed in the kingdom of God. But there's a lot of people that are not believing in Jesus today. And the church, when we get healed, what amazes me, we as Christians, once we get healed, we don't go out and tell nobody about it.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, "Learn How to Pray and Change Anyone," in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and post-paid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.